pledge?
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is October 13th, 2021, and this meeting is called to order. We'll all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and our prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us tonight and with our community to help our community prosper. We ask that you be with the members of this board and the members of this community, that we can make wise decisions that are the best in the best interest of our community. We ask that you protect those of us that are serving this country abroad and locally, and we ask that you protect our first responders. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm Lois Hall, chairperson.
Megan Porter, vice chair.
Kristen Pearson, board member.
Brian Burris, board member.
Shannon Mudd, board member.
Amelia Smith, Commissioner Merlin Kirkpatrick's office.
Okay, we don't have mics this evening, so I'm going to have to ask everyone to speak really loud so their mic can pick it up.
Should I close the door because of traffic?
I can close it.
Okay. Okay. This time we're going to have public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item at this time. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the public comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And when you do wish to speak, you'll come up to our make-believe podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this can be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. This time, is there anyone who wishes to speak at this time? Hey, I'm going to ask for approval of the minutes of our August 11th, 2021 meeting.
I make a motion that we approve the August 11th, 2021 agenda meeting minutes. I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now I need approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting, October 13th, 2021, and to hold, combine, or delete any items.
I make a motion for approval of the agenda for October 13th, 2021.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There are no informational items. First item we're going to hear is DR 21-0511, Scott Nelson and Brower Nelson Nicole, design review for finished grade of for a proposed single-family residential structure on 1.9 acres in an RA, residential agricultural zone. Generally located to the east side of Adelia Street, approximately 136 feet north of Robson Avenue within the Moapa Valley. Is there anyone here with the Nelson family? Go ahead and come on up and let us know what you're asking for. And
So I guess it's a new thing this year that we have to be above 18 inches above the road. Then we have to go through design review. And so we're just asking that our house is going to be 36 inches of field dirt brought in because we're next to the river. And so, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and state your name also and address.
Scott Nelson, 440 North Adelia is the property address. And field box 1053 over to Nevada, NELSON.
Okay, so you're raising approximately 36 inches to get it to that area?
Yeah, so it's a vacant required lot right now. And so we'll just have to bring in 36 inches of field dirt instead of 18 inches of field dirt.
Does anyone have any questions?
We don't have any comments from neighbors or anything, do we, Amelia? Okay.
No.
They even told me, they said, this will always pass. And I said, well, why do I have to do it? They
said, yeah, it's a formality. And unfortunately, it's more for when you get into Vegas, there's a lot more issues with stuff like that out here. It's a little bit easier to get some stuff through. So
Well, it's still been a year in progress.
I feel for you. Well, I see absolutely no reason not to approve, and I'm going to make a motion that we approve as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now the next is...
Yeah.
No, you have to stay or we're going to pull it back.
Okay, our next item is ZC210510 Levitt Family Trust. This is a zone change to reclassify 0.6 acres from a C1 local business zone to a C2 general commercial zone and a C2 to a full C2 commercial zone. This is for a vehicle, automotive repair, recreational vehicle, and watercraft repair. I'm going to state right now that watercraft is going bye-bye. No longer want to do that. We're asking for a waiver of development standards, reduce the separation from a vehicle, automotive repair, recreational vehicle, and watercraft repair to residential use. Reduce the building setback, permit service bay doors to face a street, eliminate landscaping, including a detached sidewalk. Five is permit a freestanding sign to not be located within a curved, landscaped, or rock area. Reduce the setback for a freestanding sign, allow a roof sign, eliminate the sidewalk around the perimeter of the building, eliminate the pedestrian walkway from the adjacent public sidewalk to a public building entrance, mechanical screening, and eliminate parking lot striping. The design review is for vehicle, automotive, recreational, watercraft repair facility, and signage in the Moapa Valley Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Moapa Valley Boulevard, 580 feet west of Whitmore Street within Moapa Valley. Okay, I'm going to have to abstain from voting on this item as it is my business. At this point, I'm going to turn the meeting over to our Vice Chair, Megan Porter. And instead of standing up, I'm going to do it right here. We have had our business license for 10 years. We bought the business. It was already established. Come to find out, the previous owners did not even have a legal business license there. We're trying to do it completely legal. Our big problem is office has been zoned C2 instead of C1. Repair facility has been zoned C1 instead of C2. Master plan now shows for straight C2, and that's what we're asking for. The residential is actually a C1 building, and it's a home my husband and I own. That's the only residence within district. Landscaping, we have no area for landscaping, bringing vehicles in off the street to the garage, parking. Signs been there for decades. Curb and sidewalk, there's no room for it. We'd infringe on NDOT's easement. Let's see. Striping, the parking lot is striped. I don't know why they're saying it. I'm asking for that not to be striped. It is striped. I have plenty of parking spaces for the facility. And that's really about it.
Is there any comments or questions?
Is this the one next to Cal's?
Yes, this is Cal's Repair Center.
This is Cal's?
Yes, it is Cal's.
I've got a comment. So the first time I was on the board, the first time around, so this came before the board, and our board recommendation was that we change the zoning at that point and eliminate the need for them to come back ever, because it's already there. It's been an established business. We don't have, you know, it's not like we're changing something or adding something to it. So that was our recommendation. When it went to the county commission at the time, the county commission decided that they wanted to make them come back again. And so they came back again. And so we're back here. So this will eliminate us. We purposely changed the master plan so we could resolve this issue permanently. And so this would permanently resolve the issue of them having to come back and spend money as a business, $600 or $700 every time.
Every 2 years.
They go to do this. So for me, I don't see a need for us to deny these applications. We're not changing any of the major functions of it. So if nobody else on the board has any other comments, I would make a motion that we approve.
So let's open it up for public comment first, just in case anyone.
We did.
Oh, no one has a comment?
Gentlemen, ask a question is all.
Any comments?
I mean, what is the problem?
So it was zoned wrong, right? So the business as it operates was zoned wrong. And so when they built it, so it now does not, as we sit right now, it doesn't meet compliance, right? So to make it meet compliance, we have to change the zoning to the C2, and then we have to give them waivers and conditions to basically the way it sits, so it makes it fit what it's actually zoned for, and the waivers would eliminate the requirements. Otherwise, what they'd have to do is they'd have to come in and put landscaping in and all this other stuff and move all their signs to the proper setbacks, which they wouldn't be able to physically do with the way everything's set up and have that viable business. So that's the problem. So we're just trying to solve it by making it exactly what it is right now.
Do we have a motion?
So I make a motion that we approve it as written with all the amendments and the waivers and zoning intact.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to general business. We're going to review and finalize our fiscal year budget request and take public input regarding the budget request. And this is for possible action. And where did we have the budget? Second to the last. Okay.
Man, Lois, you made our packet thin.
I know. Anything to keep y'all going. Okay, what we've got on our request list is one, to finish the ball field and add a play area for the children. This includes adding shade for the bleachers with misters. Second is Clark County Fairground upgrades. The town board combined items 2, 3, and 8 and is now reflected as one item. This is to fix and cover the rodeo arena bleachers and add a walkway. Bleachers need to be brought up to ADA standards, including handicap accessible seating. Lack of visibility is an issue because the bleachers are the same height. The board would like the walkway to be lowered so we could avoid visibility issues when event goers are going to concessions and using the restroom. This would extend the junior livestock's existing awning heading into the arena or the area by approximately 6 feet. Would cover existing practice arena with possible lighting. The board discussed looking at two different possibilities, a brand new covered arena or covering the existing arena and requesting a cost comparison from Horseman's Park. Now back in July 10th of 2019, Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting, Janice provided the cost of Horseman's Park cover only was in the amount of $4,777,000. Now, the board members discussed the possibility of a self-imposed tax, which would be added to the ballot during an election cycle. Our third item is commercial septic for the fairgrounds. Clark County staff will work to identify a location. There are two possible sites, either the east side of the fairgrounds or at a site located off the main boulevard. The fourth item is a 4-H building enlarged. This is the livestock building at the fairgrounds. 5 would be to add a splash park to the Logandale Park. 6 would be new chairs with new storage rack for our community center. And 7, a separately designated pickleball court for the Logandale Park. Okay, some other items that have been suggested are a shooting area with lights and maintained road. This would be north 200 acres of Hire on the east side of Hire. The board needs the county and BLM to designate the area of the shooting park so residents can actually legally shoot there. Shooting at night would be more convenient because of the desert heat. We make note that Brian Burris is interested into looking for possible funding from the NRA in the Clark County, or to construct a BMX track by fire station number 73. We would need a group similar to the way Little League runs the baseball games to run the track. It would be a club ran by volunteers who would maintain the track. Is there anything anybody would like to add, delete, amend?
So I would just like to make note on number 2, where we're talking about the Horseman Park, where it says that $4.77 million was the cover only. That is not a true statement. That was cover, that was bleachers, misters, it was all kinds of other things in there.
I think I still have the quote from that. I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
And you gotta realize at this point, $4.77 million is probably not even close to the number.
No.
It's probably closer
close
to 7.5.
7, yeah. 7, 7.5.
Just with the
that's
cost of construction right now.
That's a lot of money.
So.
One thing that I can say is, I think when we discussed the BMX track, I might not have reflected it. You guys were also discussing making that kind of a multi-use thing rather than just BMX, right?
BMX, skateboard.
Yeah, even, I don't know, go-karts, I don't know. You were talking about using it as a multi-use for different reasons.
If we, it's always better if we can. If we can get extra use out of it,
yes,
it would be great. How that works and what that looks like, I guess, is a different story. So whether we can use it for some radio controlled cars or something like that as well, but that really is predicated on having a group that's willing to come in and manage that facility. Because we don't have county staff out here to go out there and water the facility down for races and groom the facility and things like that. I know that the reason it sits the way it sits now is because they'd started that process and it just really never took off. Mm-hmm. And we also, you know, I don't know who saw Facebook the other day, but there's a big push for a better skate park.
Skateboard park,
and
yes.
And something that's probably gonna be in the neighborhood of $6 to $7 million. So I had some discussions with that particular person and about looking at the Tony Hawk grant funding for that. Mm-hmm. What we have to realize is when we go to the public and we ask for $7 million or $4 million, we're looking at an extra $1,500 a year per household. So, because you have to get the grant money, and that's pretty conservative for a lot of these things. Yep. And so you're looking at that for 10 years, and so there's gonna be some people in the community that wouldn't be able to afford that grant, increased bond bill on their taxes. So
especially for something that's designated for just a small group.
Yes, and so it's just something we have to keep in mind as a board.
And you can remove that wording if you don't want that there.
No, I think it's there that. Because if we put it up to a vote, the community will get to decide whether if that's what the route people want to go. If they want an arena and they want to, we got 51% of the population that wants an arena and they want a covered arena and they want to pay for it out of their pocket, then you know that's up to the community. It's not our job to tell them what they want and what they don't want. So I did look. I did see your email about the county grant program. The county really didn't have a lot of grants for stuff like that. So, you know, it could fall into some different funding other places. But I've been so crazy lately, but the NRA is still a possibility. So I'll start looking at that a little bit better. But I think maybe these last two items, I would like to keep them kind of in the mix so they're up next time we go over the budget, just so we kind of have a starting point with them. But I don't necessarily see anything on this budget that I have a whole lot of heartburn over. I mean, we could add a ton of things to this budget. We could have 70 items. But the truth behind it all is, I mean, most of these items have been on here longer than most of us have lived out here. So it's just the way the county gets funding. What we did do with combining the items is we want to make sure there's a caveat in there is as the money becomes available, if they find money that will fit one of these items, that we can kind of piecemeal these, even though it's one budget item. Mm-hmm. If I only have money to extend the livestock roof, because I know there was some discussion about the materials, Commissioner Kirkpatrick was possibly able to get the materials donated. So then it would just be some labor cost. And if that's the, we can do something like that where the county can build it for $50,000 or something like that, it'd be stupid for us to tie that to a bigger bill.
Right, yes.
But I don't see any other issues on this agenda or this list for me.
I don't either. Anyone else have any comments? Public? Please stand up, state your name and address.
Yeah, I'm Al Sharp, 1025 West Cottonwood, SHARP. Looking at item number two, one of the things that we actually have access to, and I don't think we've maybe pursued it as strong as we possibly could, I think it's called the Las Vegas Convention Authority, or whoever it is down there, and the big shot was under the press for doing some fancy schmancy stuff with how he got paid. That group is actually designed to promote tourism. Clark County Fairgrounds. You'd be amazed how many people in Las Vegas, huh? What's that?
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, if they don't go to Mesquite and see the sign, huh? Fairgrounds? Where? So we're not getting our fair share of that money and that promotion. You say, why? Well, maybe we haven't pursued it heavy enough. But here's the big reason. The casinos don't want people coming to the Clark County Fairgrounds. Because look where you're at. You're an hour out of Las Vegas. You're not pumping the machines. You're not throwing the cards. You're not shaking the dice. You're not helping Las Vegas and the Strip make all sorts of money. So they don't want us here to be promoted too heavily and aggressively because they want the people down there. And so my thinking is, especially when you're talking about this almost $5 million, geez, we need to pursue that. We need to sit down with Marilyn. She does a good job, I think, in my opinion, of trying to represent this area and get from her, pick her brains, how can we get more of this money that we believe we ought to be entitled to? And so that would be the way I would look at maybe financing something like this, because you've got the perfect title, Clark County Fairgrounds. We want people in Clark County to know, one, there is a fairground, where it's located, and what goes on here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just suggesting that, I don't know what's been done in the past, because I'm fairly new to the area, but I do know how those things operate, because, you know, I retired from the city of Las Vegas for 20 years, and I know how that operation is. They don't want people coming to the fairgrounds because they're not pumping the machines. So maybe that's an avenue that we could pursue and look into on paying for some of these improvements that we need at the fairgrounds.
And Brian, so economic development, I think that this would probably fall under.
So yes, yeah, so that is, and we actually kind of touched on some of that stuff when we were in that meeting. The thing that's kind of a sticky situation is we like to throw around the word fair share, and I understand it, but the reality of it is we're less than like 0.4% of the population of Clark County. So the funding is we realistically with Marilyn in that office, we've got way more than our fair share lately. I will tell you that. We do have some avenues that we can kind of pursue a little bit. So versus the county and going through the Nevada Convention and Visitors Authority, there are state programs that are specifically designed for rural development and rural tourism promotion. There's some grants that are out there. And I know the commissioner, I don't know, to be honest with you, Amelia, I don't know where she comes up with the money she comes up with. Because this money that she's coming up with money and I don't know where it's coming from. We're on about $14 million to finish up the ball fields, which looks like it's going to happen pretty quick. We've got another $13 or $14 million to build a detention basin that's like here, and it's happening. So that's almost $30 million just in those two projects. So she's doing really good, and certainly we all would love her to do more.
And And she's working really aggressively right now for economic development in her district, but for this area specifically.
And I've had several conversations with the commissioner about how we go about it, but we can have that discussion. And if there's money there, I mean, absolutely, we want to get everything that we can get. Not necessarily, I won't say that we're entitled to, because I think, you know, everybody's entitled to it, but that we can, anything that we can get in this valley. And so part of the problem is there's a lot of organizations in this valley that let everybody else just take the money and they don't fight for any of it. I will tell you, the county's got some grant programs for community events and stuff that I have pushed since the first day I was on this board. Every single group in this valley has heard my spiel about it. Go to the county, ask for the neighborhood development grant. It's there. Not a single organization in this valley has ever gone and asked for the neighborhood development grant. And so that's money that we're entitled to as a county to put on certain events, and you know, maybe it's pay for a lunch or something like that to help develop this community and grow this community. But we have to go after those resources as a community. We can't just count on the commissioner to do all of that stuff for us. So, but we are making, I mean, there were some really good ideas. We had a group of us sit down and talk about economic development. There are some really good ideas out there about how we grow this community and get some of those things and bring some businesses in that won't affect the rural lifestyle of the community, but will bring in an economic impact and a tax revenue base. I will tell you, if you look at the numbers of what the tax base is on the other side of the freeway over there, I mean, it amazed me how little money that tax base actually brings in. I mean, we're talking, I think, somewhere around $10,000 a year. So $10,000 a year doesn't go anywhere, right? So that doesn't even pay the light bill for this building, probably. So it's a great idea, and I think we'll pursue it, but there's a lot of other things I think we can work with the commissioner's office. And I will tell you, if anybody in this audience has an idea or a suggestion, our commissioner answers her phone or she will call you back.
Yes.
And she will have a discussion with you, and she'll tell you what some of the obstacles are going to be, and how some of the ways we can kind of work around those obstacles. She's been really good. I've not always been the biggest fan of our commissioner. We've had our disagreements on some things. I haven't seen eye to eye, but she really is pretty good about listening to what we have to say and trying to get it done. Yeah. I have no doubts if she can find the money, she'll find the money for us. So
yeah, I think if she can't find the money, she might give us ideas on where to go get the money or how to approach
exactly.
You know, the convention people that are out there promoting tourism. And this is a tourism item. So it shouldn't be related to how many people we have in the valley. It's how many people can we draw into the Clark County Fair.
And that's my...
if we're being realistic, even if you did a self-imposed tax, I mean, how many years do you think that would take you to come up with that? It would probably take 30 years.
So you'd have to do a bond. You'd have to do a bond to come up front, and then you'd have to pay that bond back over however long it took to pay it back, which is a very long time. You're talking 2,500 households paying back $5 million.
Yeah, right.
It's gonna take a while. But I think if we're going to pursue something like that, I think we also need to put the for-profit fair on the hook for some of the money. If they're going to be making money off of it and profiting off of it, then we should be getting some compensation from that fair board as well. So I just think it's a big thing to get a hold of, and I'll tell you, it's going to take 2 years just to do the engineering for this to start with, and that's going to be $500,000 in itself.
Right.
So it's going to be, there's a lot of effort that would go into getting that item done. It'll probably sit on here for a long time. But certainly, the commissioner looks at these, and she's really good about looking at them and saying, hey, I've got $100,000. We can check this one off. We can do this. Now, I know there's some things that aren't necessarily on this list that are kind of already in the works for the commissioner's office. I know there was the pool was one of them that never made the list, so that's almost done. I think it may be done now. The a splash pad out in the Overton Park. That's I think it got put on the back burner again, but that's already been designed and it's just kind of ready to move forward. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that aren't necessarily on this list that are still in progress that have already been in the works, so they're not really going to be reflected on the list. So I would make a motion that we approve this list as granted. I hope this is the last time we have to do it for this.
Yes, this is our third. This is our third meeting.
You will meet on November 10th for sure.
Okay.
And in December, as well. But you do have a zoning item in December.
You need to make a vote on that, right?
Yes.
You voted, right?
No. He made a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
We're going to move on to comments by the general public.
We have one more item. CDAT.
Okay, yes. Clark County requests the town, Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board to nominate a representative for the 21-22 Community Development Advisory Committee. And this is for possible action.
So I think last year, Kristen served.
No, I did.
Megan did.
Megan, I'm so sorry. Yes. Megan served. I'm not sure if one of you is interested or if you're interested in continuing.
I don't care. I can do it. It's fine. Okay. Yeah, it's not a big deal unless somebody else wants to.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that...
And they will all be over the internet this time.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we nominate Megan Porter for the CDAT. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we're going to move on to comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments limited to 3 minutes. Please stand up and state your name. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record.
Good evening. My name is Kenny Kendrick. I'm the Supervisory Natural Resource Specialist for the Bureau of Land Management Las Vegas Field Office. I just want to inform you guys that we are going to start the planning process for the Logandale Trails area. A Federal Register notice we'll be publishing, we're hoping soon, which will start the public involvement comment period. And before that, or after that, we're going to try and attempt to have a public meeting. A news release will be released with those dates on it. Before that, we would like to maybe come in at your next meeting and present about the project, what it's all about.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love to have you next month. Any other comments?
He's not going to talk about Gold Butte. He's here. He's not even going to talk about Gold Butte.
Come on. Any updates?
Here's our most important.
I can give you an update of that. I don't know if it was official comment or anything, but I was the acting monument manager for Gold Butte National Monument. They are actively looking for an official manager for that area. I'm still with the BLM, obviously, but in a different capacity. I'm a planning environmental coordinator. So I'll be working at any planning for Gold Butte in that capacity and through the environmental reviews and stuff like that. But I'm slowly moving my way out as the acting monument manager for Gold Butte. So I came with them today to kind of get them familiar with that and introduce you guys to them. And they're a big planning process they're doing in Logandale today. So I haven't been here in a while, but it's good to see you again. And I'll be functioning with the BLM at some portion of it somewhere, just not as a Gold Butte as much anymore.
Okay. There are any other comments from the public? Okay, our next meeting will be Wednesday, November 10th, 2021, and we are adjourned.